Hey, working mom. Welcome to the Woman by Nature podcast, from burnout to balance. If you believe that as a working mom, it's normal to feel chronically exhausted and stressed out, you want to stay on. This podcast is about new working mom normalities. I'm Dr. Claudia Berger, a former researcher, lecturer, and project manager, turned women empowerment and Ayurveda coach. And I'm all about your transformation from working mom burnout to woman by nature balance. Let's get started. It's due time. Well, hey there. This is the very first episode of the Woman by Nature podcast. I'm so excited. It's January the 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Dr. Claudia Berger, former researcher, project manager, team leader, and higher education lecturer, turned women empowerment and Ayurveda coach. And my work is all about helping you get from working mom burnout to woman by nature balance. Here are the four questions that I'm going to answer in today's episode. Number one, what do I mean by or how do I define a woman by nature and new womanhood? Number two, who is this podcast for and what's it about? Number three, why this podcast? And number four, how can you profit from this listening experience? There will be one new episode every week, and if you want to learn more about me and my work, please do not hesitate to visit my website on drclaudiaberger.com, the R for Dr., Claudia with a C, and Berger as in Wedgie Burger, drclaudiaberger.com, and sign up for my weekly Woman by Nature newsletter and my Woman by Nature teachings and coachings, which are all about big everyday life change management in terms of getting from working mom burnout to woman by nature balance. Now, let's start by turning to question number one, shall we? What do I mean by woman by nature and what defines new womanhood? Okay, let's start with the meaning of woman by nature. First of all, and very importantly, woman by nature does not imply that we should all start living in treetop houses, start a herbs and insects only diet, stop using makeup, stop shaving, and knit our own clothes. Although, this is all cool if you want to go for it. To me, however, woman by nature means that we should hurry up rediscovering the unbelievable potential with which us women have been equipped by nature, from the get-go, since forever. There's so much we have forgotten about, so much we have unlearned, systematically unlearned. What is it that we have unlearned? Glad you ask. I argue that it is the art of female decision-making, which is decision-making based on how we feel. Okay, let's repeat that because this is one of the foundations of my work. I argue that what we have unlearned systematically is the art of female decision-making, which is decision-making based on how we feel and our female intuition. We have been told for ages, especially in the era of science, as a religion substitute, that we should think and make decisions based on cognition only. If we dare to explain ourselves by saying, I feel that XYZ, we are branded as too feely, which equals not being taken seriously. Are you with me? I thought so. This has to stop. We should not shy away any longer from advocating that we use the magic, the power of feeling in order to make decisions alive and act alive. It's the art of female decision-making. Unfortunately, however, this is what we have forgotten how to do. What does it mean making decisions based on how we feel, right? Well, over the last years, I have become very conscious of the fact that us women completely miss the messages our body sends out, our heart sends our way, the universe sending us nonstop. And I'm not saying that in an esoteric way. I'm talking actual body signs that are measurable. But yes, also more subtle signs. There are hundreds and really thousands of situations that I recall when either myself or other working moms I know had a feeling, had an intuition, but instead of acting on these signs, we started thinking and acted according to our cognition and what's considered normal in mainstream society, as opposed to the gut feeling that we had, for instance. And I argue that doing so has alienated us from our true nature. Further, I argue that doing so has resulted in us not being aware anymore of our true potential. And this means that life is so much harder on us than necessary. We possess the power of simply perceiving what's going on within us, around us, and what's right or wrong. But we are unaware. What a shame. It's like there is a women language that we have forgotten how to speak. But you know what they say about never forgetting how to ride a bike? Exactly. Once learned, it's still in your system. We only have to remember and try again. Step by step, recondition. Thus, women by nature are women who are able to perceive the signs and signals their body-mind-soul complex ascending and know how to act on them, who are able to listen to their heart, their gut, their intuition, who are brave enough to free themselves from societal constraints and mind-blocking limitations and start to live by their feelings. Okay, now to the question of what defines new womanhood. Do you identify? You constantly feel stressed out and overstrained because of all the pressure society, and yourself to be honest, put on you. Despite the great achievements of great women before us in terms of liberation and equal rights issues, instead of feeling liberated, you feel limited and somewhat constricted. Also, you suffer from chronic health problems like chronic gut condition, weight or sleep issues, menstrual pain, general fatigue and lack of energy, depression, recurring headaches, you name it. And thus, you find yourself asking, this is it? I want more. But you can't admit to it. Because by social, cultural, and perhaps even economic standards, you already have it all, right? The truth is, you should feel this way. In fact, this is exactly what many, many women in this day and age feel. This can't be the normal way of life. It's not true fulfillment. There must be more. Okay, let's get a little bit researchy here. If this is what you feel and think, you are not alone. Research shows that today there are more women than ever before suffering from stress-related health problems like depression and burnout. Deeply disturbing, right? And to be honest, we don't need any statistics here to perceive what's happening all around us, that burnout and depression are widespread diseases in this day and age, that we are in the middle of a burnout and depression pandemic, right? The core of the problem is this. You'll believe in what's normal in terms of your working mom lifestyle, your idea what being a woman must mean, your health, mindset, self-conception, and relationships is deeply harmful. We believe that it's normal to be in a constant pressure, always on fight mode, and suffer from chronic health problems and self-doubts, right? Well, it's not normal. It's the result of living by crazy normality standards. So, what defines new womanhood then? New womanhood is about admitting to yourself that hanging in there and powering through is no longer an option. You admit that you are seeking more, true fulfillment in all facets of life. You are going for a true shift in your life, a fundamental transformation from feeling low, exhausted, overstrained, stressed out, depressed, burned out, frustrated, jealous, more unhappy than happy, more dissatisfied than satisfied, from having self-doubts and feeling pain and shame, to generally, and not only temporarily, being full of energy, holistically healthy, truly happy, in deep gratitude, at peace, proud of yourself, in sync with yourself, and truly balanced. You don't believe that's possible? Well, one more research finding then. Us women have never been as empowered before. And yet, we're unhappier than ever, have higher expectations of life, and think there must be more. And there is. I'm dedicating my work, my whole life actually, to providing you with proof that there is. And to showing you how to make the shift and transform your life from working mom burnout to woman by nature balance. From living by crazy normality standards to establishing new normalities. From a toxic and outdated idea of womanhood to becoming the new woman. Sound good? If so, go to drclaudiaburger.com, DR for Dr. Claudia with a C, and Burger as in Wedgie Burger, and enroll in my Woman by Nature teachings and coachings. I'll see you there. Okay, now question number two. Who is this podcast for and what's it about? This podcast is made for working moms and true career women. What's it about? It's about what life looks like once we start becoming the woman again we are meant to be by nature. About establishing new normalities of what it means to be a woman in this day and age. And about living the potential of what defines new womanhood. What this means? Okay, listen to the list of questions I'm posing now. If your answer to one or more of them is yes, you will want to stay on. Do you feel that you're having too much on your plate 24/7? Are you exhausted from all the pressure you are constantly feeling, all the mental load you are carrying around nonstop? Do you feel that you have to meet everybody's expectations all the time and that you can't keep doing this? Are you feeling okay but not really good? Do you feel that you constantly have to fight for what you want to have and achieve and are exhausted from being in permanent fight mode? Are you sick of competing against men and women alike? Do you keep comparing yourself with other women and you feel jealousy creeping up inside of you, but you are not admitting to it? Are you frustrated from taking advice from people who seem to have it all figured out, but it still doesn't work for you, which is why you are frustrated that others have worked it all out, but you cannot manage to turn things around? Are you done being a woman who meets societal expectations instead of listening to her heart, her gut feeling, her intuition? And lastly, do you feel that there must be more, but you are not admitting to it and that true fulfillment must feel somewhat different? Dear working mom, if you can identify, this podcast will interest you. Not only can I assure you that this description is exactly what my life situation looked like some years back, but I can guarantee that there's lots you can do to turn things around and act from a higher place of being. However, in this time and age, we do not talk about the good stuff openly in the mainstream. And those who do are discredited for political incorrectness. Or we hear the messages but do not take them seriously enough. Like, for instance, you should sleep more, or you shouldn't think too much about what other people say about you, and things like that. Or we simply fail to act on them, simply because we are too overstrained and keep rat racing instead of truly making a change. Thus, this podcast is about how you can initiate the turning point of your life story by way of remembering the potential us women are given by nature, but have stopped using. by way of establishing new normality standards in all facets of life and by way of living the new womanhood paradigm. Listening to this podcast, you can expect a true shift of mindset, which is contextualized within a larger paradigm shift from thinking to feeling, from limitation to actualization, from liberation in the outside to liberation from within. Okay, question number three. Why this podcast? Two reasons. Number one, since I became a mother, I have become painfully aware of a pattern characteristic of working moms and women at large, to be honest. We believe that because of all the responsibilities and duties with which life is confronting us daily, we have to suffer. We firmly believe that it's normal to be completely exhausted and frustrated all the time, being okay with hanging in there, being satisfied with what we have, even though we think that there must be more. And while it is, of course, part of the deal to be stressed out in certain periods of our lives, it's not normal to feel this way for years. And even worse, to downplay these feelings. Asking other working moms how they are, I get answers like hanging in there, or oh, you know what it's like, or the usual insanity, or a little bit stressful right now, but this right now never ends. And they tend to be jokey and imply that I feel the same way, and I did for a very long time, because they believe that it's normal to feel like this. As I said, it was the same for me. And this is what brings me to reason number two of why this podcast. At some point, I realized I refuse to take the state of being as a given. I simply refuse going along with it. Because it had become my conviction that because of wanting and having it all, that is, a partner, a family, a job, a nice place to live, a circle of friends, etc., etc., wanting all of this should feel like fun, not constant pressure and stress. Do you know what kind of life advice some of the oldest and holistically healthiest women in this world give when asked? They say that if we want to live a long and healthy life, we should be happy each and every day and laugh, like truly, actually laugh each and every day. That's what normality should be like. Feeling grateful and happy on a permanent basis, not stressed out, frustrated, under pressure, and constantly sick and tired. And when I started saying this to other working moms, they were like, yeah, all right, good luck. Are you thinking the same right now? Like, is she insane? That's naive and unrealistic. As a woman, especially as a working mom, life is tough and we have to fight for whatever it is that we want and need. She crazy, I'm switching podcasts now. But take a sec to ask yourself the following questions. Do you want this? Do you want normal be exhausting? Should normal equal stress, general fatigue, pressure, dissatisfaction, jealousy, pain, health issues? Should it be normal not to even dare dreaming of a differing everyday life? Should it be normal to hang in there forever and wait for some kind of release in some distant future that might never come? Don't we deserve lightness right now? Is it normal to suppress the feeling deep down within us that there must be more to life, that true fulfillment must feel different? So, once again, why this podcast? Because I refuse to accept hanging in there. We deserve all the wonderful things in life, all the wonderful things that the world has to offer, and we deserve it right here and right now. And we do have the tools we need to get what we want without fighting, but we are not conscious of it. So let's start changing perspective, shall we? Okay, and last but not least, number four. How can you profit from this listening experience? You are offered a new and yet ancient perspective and up-to-date research findings on what it can mean to be a woman in the 21st century. You're provided with a fresh and yet solid view when it comes to understanding the potential with which you have been equipped by nature from the get-go. You will have the chance to perceive your mental processes from a meta level that can clarify what has been too blurry for too long. You will be invited to become more aware of the signs your body-mind-soul complex is sending your way, but that you have been conditioned to ignore, and learn interpreting them. You will want to start reading life in a way that makes sense on a higher level. You will start truly grasping the potential of mastering your own balance. In short, you will become conscious of your power, your witchcraft, if you wish so, as a woman in this day and age, who is both deeply rooted in her nature and uses the possibilities of this complex digital world for living her potential. Okay, ladies, there you have it. We have reached the end of this intro episode. Thanks for investing your precious time in listening to this. It was my pleasure to get this up and running, and I'm thrilled to have started this work. I look forward to recording the episodes to come, and I cannot wait for any sort of contact with you in the future. Again, if you're interested in my online business in the making, please visit my website, drclaudiaberger.com, E-R, for Dr. Claudia with a C, and Berger, all in one word, drclaudiaberger.com, and do not hesitate to sign up for my Woman by Nature newsletter so that you can make sure to be up to date and do not miss out on any freebies and further offers coming your way in the near future. So, bye for now, sister. Talk soon. Lots of love and stay tuned. Namaste.